Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with us tonight and YouTube to another session of Read the Word. We've already read through two books of the Bible, a 50 chapter and a 40 chapter book. Wow. Tonight is Exodus chapter 1 through 3. We're going to get Moses born, and it's going to go all the way to age 40. There's 40 years in three chapters tonight. God's next deliverer, God showing man, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, and renew it. And that's exactly what he said in Genesis chapter 1 for all of us to do. Well, let's pray our opening prayer. There we go. Our Ephesian prayer. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints, what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Chapter number 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel who came to Egypt. Each man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad. All those who were descendants of Jacob were 70 persons, for Joseph was already in Egypt. Verse 6, Joseph died and all his brothers and all that generation. But the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Matches Genesis 15:1 that says, I am your exceedingly great reward. There it is. Right down through the line. Verse 8. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, look at the people of the children of Israel are more mighty than we are. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and it happen in the event of a war that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up out of the land. Verse 11, therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them. That is the right word, to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities. The more they afflicted him, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor. Don't serve that Egyptian system with rigor. They were slaves. 14. They made their lives bitter with hard bondage and mortar and brick and all the manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor, difficulty. 15, the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shifra and the name of the other Pua. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. If it is a daughter, then he shall live. It says, the God of Baal requiring blood sacrifice of babies. Check it out to see if it's working in the world today. Same demon. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. The king of Egypt called for the midwives and said, "Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive?" And the midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them." Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son who is born, you shall cast into the river, and every daughter, you shall save alive." Sounds like a pretty wicked king. What do you think? Sounds to me like abortion. Chapter 2. And a man of the house of Levi went as wife, a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son. When she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reed by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Verse 5. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and made her and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "This child away, nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the water." It's a pretty rough start to a famous deliverer of the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Verse 11. And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens, and saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to one who did the wrong, "Why are you striking your companion?" He said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed that Egyptian?" Moses feared and said, "Surely is known." When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. Isn't that an interesting thing? Your grandpa, step-grandpa. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. You notice that a lot of stuff happens at a well in the Old Testament. So it does here. Out of your belly will flow a river from a well. The Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to water their father's flock. Then the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that you have come so soon today? And they said, an Egyptian. Moses looked like an Egyptian, but he wasn't one. Delivered us from the hand of the shepherds. And he also drew enough water for us and watered the flock. Verse 20, so he said to his daughters, and where is he? Why is it that you have left this man? Call him, that he may eat bread and marry one of you girls. Well, it doesn't say that, but that's a good dad. Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses. And she bore him a son. He called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land. Happened in the process of time, the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out. Cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groanings, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham. Remember, he was remembering his covenant with Abraham, Genesis 12, and Isaac and Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. Chapter 3. Moses, the burning bush. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked and beheld the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. I'd freak out the greatest hunter. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. Verse 4 is a key verse. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush that was on fire and said, Moses, Moses. And he said to him, here I am. He said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet. The place where you stand is holy ground. Now watch this. Had Moses not turned aside and walked away, God would have never talked to him. He's the rewarder of those who stop and see why it's happening. That's why it's so important to read the word. Verse 6. He said, I'm the God of your father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look on God. The Lord said, I've surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Verse 10, come now therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God. Where God spoke to Moses is where God gave him the Ten Commandments, and the children of Israel were at the mountain where they made the calf. No matter how bitter your service is, don't make a golden calf. Wow. 13, Moses said to God, Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of my fathers has sent me to you. And they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, am who I am. And he said, thus yourself say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Verse 15. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together. Say to them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen what is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 18, they will heed your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you will say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Verse 19, I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not even by a mighty hand. Where was the mighty hand going to come from? God's mighty hand. Verse 20, I will stretch out my hand. Notice that my is capitalized. And strike Egypt with all my wonders, capitalized, which I will do in the midst. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be when you go that you shall not go empty-handed. Every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely, of her who dwells near her, articles of silver, clothing, and you shall put them on your sons and daughters. You shall plunder the Egyptians. Wow. What a chapter. Moses' life changed like that. Now, think about this. We heard the word affliction, sorrow, and bitter about the slavery that the children of Israel were put into. God told them that that would not be the case. They would be blessed abundantly. And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all blessed abundantly. So was Joseph. But they allowed themselves to be slowly enslaved. It's like cooking a frog in a pan. You throw a frog in a hot pan, it'll jump right out. You put the frog in the pan and cook it, he'll just sit there. Why? Because it's slow. And they began to cry out to God. 400 years to cry out to God. Just talk to him when you get a problem. And he's going to answer you, because he's promised to take care of his children. And you and I are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus because we've received him into our life. Now, we always pray the prayer of salvation, just in case you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. No matter how many times you've prayed this with us, pray it again tonight. It's the voice of agreement every time we pray this. And more people will come and become believers. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16,
when
I believe in you,
you give me
everlasting
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life.
In every area.
In every area.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer with us, welcome to the family of God. We sure do love you. We're glad you're here. I want you to send me an email. My email address, you can find it in the comments here at on YouTube, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Just like it sounds, HG for Holy Ghost, preacherman@gmail.com. And I want to communicate with you and help you walk with God. Tell me your story. Give me a testimony. Send us a prayer request. We'll be glad to be a part of your life. Hook up with us. You can find our YouTube page at Samuel J. Cottle, that's my name. It makes it very simple for you to find on YouTube. And there's a whole lot of teaching on there that'll be a blessing. Matter of fact, we had a healing service tonight. If you need healing in your body, look up the YouTube video for January the 29th, powerful healing service. Well, until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Watch out for burning bushes. They'll change your life forever. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us all over the world. Wherever you may be, share this with anybody and any nation so that they can have the Word of God read to them every single day. We're going to go through the whole Bible chronologically in 1 year. It's a pretty cool situation to have happen in Jesus' mighty name. Once again, my email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Our physical address, you can send us a postcard, is a letter, card, whatever. P.O. Box 4315. In North Dakota, 58802. Until the next time we come together, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen.